Hello, welcome to another episode of Omoluabi Podcast. My name is Anu and with me is...
Joseph, a dear husband.
Today's proverb is on discernment. Joseph will read out the proverb to us.
Okay, today's proverb is actually a mouthful. I'll test you at the end and see if you can say it effortlessly.
Okay.
Ile bo ile loju orule bo ajamole hawofere bo inu ko je kariku asheni. Okay, I'll take that again and take it more slowly. Ile bo ile loju orule bo ajamole hawofere bo inu ko je kariku asheni. I think this is the longest proverb we've done so far.
Yes, it's quite.
But basically, the proverb is using three analogies to make a single point. Ile bo ile loju, one house obscures another house. Orule bo ajamole, the roof conceals the ceiling. Awofere bo nuko jekari kun asheni, a thin layer of skin covers the stomach, making it impossible to see inside or see through an evildoer. In other words, basically, the proverb is saying it is difficult to discern the character of a person by simply looking at the person's outward appearance. You never can tell what is exactly inside someone. There is a similar proverb, which of course we won't dig into, but basically captures the same essence. It says that eyanle fi ejesinu to tough unfunjade. In other words, I mean, all of us have blood flowing on our inside, but when we spit out saliva, not blood. So the proverb is also trying to say that you never can easily tell what's truly and deeply inside someone's heart in terms of the person's intent and intentions. Just by looking out at the outward, or maybe by listening to what they say, or by just looking on the superficial, there's something deeper that is beyond the reach of the eyes. And so, ile bo ile loju, if you judge houses by their physical appearance, I mean, in a city center, for instance, where there are lots of skyscrapers, if you are looking from a vantage point, you could easily see all the skyscrapers. But those skyscrapers are veiling some or obscuring some smaller buildings. And actually, what is going on in the smaller buildings might be much more important than whatever is going on in the skyscraper. Likewise, orule bo ajamole, if you are looking at the house from the outside, seeing the roof, you can feel like, oh wow, that's a lavishly done roof. The house must be really beautiful. But then the ceiling might be, the ceiling inside might be moldy, might be, I mean, it might not look as gorgeous as the exquisite or elegantly made roof looks on the outside. And then lastly, our fair boy, you know, in other words, all of us have got this layer of skin covering our internal organs in a biological sense, but much more veiling what is truly and deeply within us, such that by looking at the physical selves, our outward appearances and all of that, we never can truly tell what's deeply inside us. Does that proverb evoke the same image or images for you?
Yes, it does. And what is most profound is, it's while you're reading it, you're talking about it, it sounds to me, it sounds similar to the one we did where we said ashrafofun ko je ka mo olowo. So that episode was talking about being excellent, and that like excellence is not what you feel, it's who you are. So starting to show that shows, it puts you in the right place at the right time. In contrast to what we say today, we are saying that you can't tell the motive of people by just looking at them. There are deeper things that might be going on in their mind, that just what they are saying in with their words. So how do we balance both views? Where one proverb is saying you can upgrade yourself and look more excellent than you actually are, and this one is saying there are things in the inside of us that can't be seen. So if you're pretending to be who you're not, how does that not make you someone that is an asheni, someone that's an evildoer, so to say?
in the first instance, the proverb on excellence, the Ashura for Funkojakamolowo, the context in which we unpacked that is not, we made that striking difference between excellence and deception. We're not saying you want to be deceptive.
Mm.
We're saying you acknowledge yourself as being excellent. And so in spite of whether or not you have all the resources that would naturally make you look, feel, express your excellence, you can begin to do that with whatever little you have.
Yes.
You can begin to live excellently, because at the end of the day, excellence is not exactly about material possessions.
Yes.
It's a disposition of the heart.
Mm.
But in this proverb now, it's basically saying even when you see someone that physically looks excellent, because of course it's another thing to be physically excellent in terms of you've dotted your I's and crossed your T's. It's another thing to be excellent in character. And oftentimes it's not easily spottable by just looking at the physical. And so that's the context in which this proverb comes. And when it says Ashene evildoer, it's not even just only about evildoer. Basically, at the end of the day, it's just about motives. It's about what is hidden, that which the eyes cannot see. It calls for discernment. It's a proverb that reminds us that we have limitations.
Mm.
We have physical limitations. And so how do we make up for those limitations? It's by leveraging or partnering with the one that is unlimited in the areas in which we are limited. Specifically in this case, it is God himself that is able to see through what we can't see through and the details we can't see through. To give a biblical tangent, two things are coming to mind. First is when God instructed Samuel to go and anoint a king in the family of Jesse. And Jesse comes, lines up all these 7 sons, all looking huge and hefty and kingly, like kingly materials in a manner of speaking. But Bible says in 1 Samuel 16:7 from the New King James Version, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." In other words, God is capable of seeing that which we can't see. We are prone to judging situations and things by the reason of that which we can physically see. But God is capable of seeing much more. He knows us beyond how we know ourselves. And the other scripture that comes to mind is the whole context of spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians 12:4-11. But specifically in verse 10, one of the gifts that was mentioned is the gift of discernment or discerning of spirits. It says again in the KJV, 1 Corinthians 12:10, "To another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, and to another, discerning of spirits, and then to another, different kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues." But emphasis on discerning of spirits. In other words, this is also a gift that God gives. So basically, the point we are trying to leave us with in this episode is to say, you don't want to do life on the capacity of your physical perceptions. You need the gift of discernment. You need at least a partnership with the one that knows all things. Yes. You need God, basically. An area of life that I think, in terms of application, this really applies is, for instance, in the area of choosing a life partner. We can easily just look physically and look for the tall, dark, and handsome young man with the 6-packs and the 6-figure salary and everything. He's got the house, he's got the car, he's got the pecs. It must be the one. No. Actually, there is more to marriage than all of those ephemerals. So at the end of the day, there is someone that knows us so intimately and knows our future individually and collectively that we can leverage on our partnership with him to make an informed choice. To say, yeah, this is the way to go. And he's willing to do that for us.
Thank you. And that's profound. What came to my mind again is what you're talking about, the application life partner. I also thought about job opportunities. We agree to things that we haven't thought through. And it also brings to mind the proverb we did, Akede Ojeyin Yongbigbono, like how to be mindful of fast track opportunities, yeah. fast monies, fast do it now schemes.
Mm.
And just to take a step back, because as you're saying, do you know what, to be discerning,
mm-hmm.
we have to have that ability to just pause on things and think them through. Because to be honest, there are lots of deceptions around us.
Mm-hmm.
People say things to you and you feel, you're told to try out different things and mm-hmm. it might not be what is good for you. So in order to do this discernment, do remember that Akede, you as an ambassador should not hit something hot. So you take your time to review opportunities and see what's good for you according to God's plan for you.
Mm, that's brilliant. Thank you so much for that. Can you say the proverb again now?
Ilebo ileloju orulebo ajamole awo fere bo inu ko je kari ko asibni.
Let me say it again.
Ilebo ileloju arulebo ajamole.
It's not arule.
Orule. Sorry. Okay.
Go on.
Sorry. Ilebo ileloju orulebo ajamole awo fere bo inu ko je kari ko asini.
High five. That's beautiful. Okay. So yeah, thank you very much. As we go into this week, keep that at the back of your mind. There is more than meets the eye.
Yes.
The opportunities in front of you that you are contemplating presently, take it to God. Let him guide you.
Mm-hmm.
The big choice as to who to marry that some of you are contemplating right now, let God guide you.
Mm-hmm.
There is a spirit in man, Bible says, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding.
Mm.
Let that inspiration of the Almighty inspire your spirit, the spirit in you, to make the decisions that you will be making. And may God help you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We'll see you in the next episode.
As we always say, remain an
Omoluabi.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh,